I am Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called, episode 5 in the series of Christianese Confessions. There are some phrases in church culture that roll off the tongue so easily, you almost forget to ask whether they make any sense. Let go and let God is one of those phrases. If Christianese had a bumper sticker star pack, this would be front and center right next to WWJD and too blessed to be stressed. It sounds so good, like peace in 4 words. Let go and let God. You can imagine it on a sunset background with a dove flying across the sky. It feels like a deep exhale, a holy sigh of relief. But here's the thing. I've noticed that most of the time when people use this phrase, they're not talking about trusting God in a deep, prayerful, surrender everything to His hands kind of way. No. What they usually mean is, I'm done, I quit, I'm out, somebody else deal with it, and if they can spiritualize their exit, all the better. Let go and let God is basically the Christian way of dropping the mic and walking off stage. Except the stage is your life and the mess is still sitting there waiting to be cleaned up. I mean, think about it. You don't usually hear let go and let God when someone's facing something small, like a parking ticket or a burnt casserole. You hear it when the weight is heavy, when there's conflict, when there's uncertainty, when there's pressure. It's a phrase we pull out when we've run out of steam and we want a shortcut to peace. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's truth here. Scripture is full of invitations to surrender, to cast our cares, to lean on God's strength instead of our own. Jesus literally said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's real. That's God. The problem isn't the idea of surrender. It's the way this phrase gets twisted into permission to trust. Let go and let God. Too often means, I don't want to deal with this, so I'm going to wrap my avoidance in a Bible verse and call it faith. I've done it. Oh, have I done it? And when I didn't want to face an awkward conversation, when I didn't want to own up to my mistakes, when I didn't want to keep pressing through something hard, I would sigh, look noble, and say, I'm just letting go and letting God. But the truth, I wasn't surrendering. I was stalling. I was checking out. I was baptizing my burnout with a catchy slogan. It's funny because if you actually read scripture, God rarely tells people to let go the way we mean it. He usually tells them to hold on, to endure, to fight the good fight, to run with perseverance, to stand firm. Paul didn't say, I've let go and let God. He said, I fought the fight, I finished the race. That doesn't sound like tapping out. That sounds like digging in. The difference between real surrender and Christianese surrender is night and day. Real surrender is about trust. It's saying, God, I can't carry this alone, but I will keep walking forward with you. Christianese surrender is about escape. It's saying, God, I'm tired, so I'm dropping this at your feet and running the other way. Good luck with that. And don't get me wrong, God is gracious. He knows when we're worn out. He knows when we don't have it in us. He knows when our let go comes from exhaustion, not rebellion. But He also knows when we're just using the phrase to cover laziness. And that's the part we don't like to admit. I think about how often we use this phrase in situations where action is still required. You're fighting with your spouse, and instead of having the hard, vulnerable conversation, you say, "I'm letting go and letting go," which really means I'm avoiding the fight and hoping the angels handle the marriage counseling. Or you're wrestling with debt, and instead of sitting down with a budget, you say, "I'm letting go and letting God." Translation: I'm maxing out another credit card and waiting for mana to fall from heaven. Or maybe you're trying to break a bad habit, and instead of doing the hard work of accountability, you shrug and say, "I'm letting go and letting God." In other words, I'm not calling my friend, I'm not getting counseling. I'm just hoping divine intervention drops from the sky while I scroll Instagram. And you know what? Sometimes God does step in. Sometimes he rescues in miracles, miraculous ways. But more often than not, he meets us in the middle of the mess while we're still holding on. He doesn't tell us to drop the rope and walk away. He tells us to hold tight to him and keep pulling, even when it burns. So here's the confession. Most of the time when he says, "Let go and let God," we don't mean surrender. We mean escape. We mean, I want to sound faithful without having to stay faithful. And that's why this phrase fits so perfectly in this series. Because it shows us how easy it is to swap out real faith for faith-flavored language. Christianese is the art of sounding spiritual without actually living spiritual. But imagine if we actually meant it. Imagine if let go and let God wasn't about quitting, but about trusting. Imagine if it meant unclenching our white-knuckle grip and control, handing him the outcome, but still walking in obedience. Imagine if it meant surrendering the illusion that if we can fix it all while still being willing to do what he asks of us, that kind of surrender. That's the powerful. That's the transformative. That's real. And maybe that's the challenge for all of us. Next time we're tempted to sigh and say, "I'm just letting go and letting God," we should stop and ask, am I really surrendering this to him, or am I just spiritually ghosting my responsibility? Am I leaning on his strength while I stay engaged, or am I tapping out and hoping he covers my slack? Because one of those is faith and the other is just Christians. At the end of the day, God doesn't need our catchphrases. He doesn't need us to sound holy. He needs us to actually trust him enough to hold on when it's hard, enough to surrender when we can't, and enough to keep showing up even when we'd rather check out. And that's not easy. But it's real, and it's so worth it. And that's the end of this week's series of Christianese Confessions. Let go and let God sounds like a beautiful mantra, but it's only powerful if we actually mean it. If it's surrender, it brings peace. If it's escape, it just leaves us stuck. God isn't calling us to quit. He's calling us to trust him enough to keep going. So if this episode made you laugh, need, or maybe scream a little, share it with someone who might need to hear it. Drop your own Christianese confession in the comments. Don't forget to follow so you don't miss the next episode. And remember to sign up for the newsletter, katherineschaefer.com. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And until next time. May your let go and let God be real surrender and not just a catchy excuse to tap it.